Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 10 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. Will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize in Christ Jesus. I'll go the distance.
This is Pastor Don Satterwhite. It's been my privilege to be with you this week on the radio, and I'm the pastor of Calvary Baptist Church, 1015 West 16th Street here in Sedalia. We meet at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. there's prayer meeting and also children and youth ministries going on. And we're here in Sedalia. God has placed us on that corner in Sedalia, we believe, to make a difference for God's glory. I want to ask you, as we think about starting over and starting fresh and a fresh start, are you a person who lives life with purpose and determination? You see, God said He has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. I want to read a story from the Old Testament book of Daniel. One of my favorite characters in the Old Testament is the man Daniel. And it's a great story about purpose and determination. Daniel chapter 1, the Bible says, in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem, and he besieged it. And the Lord delivered Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, along with some of the articles from the temple of God. These he carried off to the temple of his God in Babylonia, and he put in the treasury house of his God. Then the king ordered Ashpenaz, chief of the court officials, to bring in some of the Israelites from the royal family and the nobility, young men without any physical defect, handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well-informed, quick to understand, and qualified to serve in the king's palace. He was to teach them the language and literature of the Babylonians. The king assigned them a daily amount of food and wine from the king's table. They were to be trained for 3 years, and after that they were to enter the king's service. Among these were some from Judah: Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Now we know these as Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then in verse 8 is a verse that I think turns a page in history and in the life of Daniel and these three men. In Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8, the Word of God says, "But Daniel purposed in his heart to not defile himself with the king's meat and the wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself." Now, as the story goes, Daniel said, "I can't eat all of this rich food, and I can't drink all the wine, and I can't sit at the table and have all of these things." In fact, he told the king's official, he said, "I just want you to give me vegetables, fruit, and water." Well, the king's servant said, I can't do that. If I do that, what if you're not very strong? What if you don't look very well? What if you're not as robust as the others?" And Daniel said, "Let's just try this. Let's do this for a period of time." So Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said that they would not eat the the fine food, the delicacies of the king, they would not drink the wine. And at the end of the period of time, when they came back to see Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, those who had purposed in their hearts that they would not defile themselves, they were in better shape than all of the rest. You know, if you're going to be careful that the world doesn't have a negative impact on you, you have to dare to be a Daniel. Well, I'm not talking about what you eat or what you drink, although those things are important. The Bible clearly says that we're not to be gluttons, not to eat too much. Christians don't talk about that sin a great deal. The Bible also clearly says that we are not to get drunk. It says that it says, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be controlled by the Spirit of God. But I'm talking about in every area of your life. Are you going to do what God says, or are you going to do what the world says? Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 are two of my favorite verses. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, "But I beseech you therefore by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable form of service." And then he says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove and discover what is that good, perfect will of God." When it says, "Be not conformed to this world," I love the way that the Phillips translation says it. It says, "Don't let the world squeeze you into its mold." How many Christians let the world squeeze them into its mold? Instead of saying, "I'm going to dare to be a Daniel. I'm going to stand up for what's right. I'm not going to commit fornication or adultery. I'm not going to go out and get drunk or take drugs. I'm not going to steal or cheat or be dishonest. I'm going to do what's right. I'm going to live my life in such a way that God would get the glory for what I do. And not only am I not going to do certain things, I'm going to do certain things. I'm going to be involved in a Bible-believing and teaching church, and I'm going to encourage others to come with me, and I'm going to tell people about this Jesus who has changed my heart and therefore changed my life. I'm going to spend time every day in God's Word and prayer, and I'm going to dare to be different. Let me tell you, when you dare to be different, you're doing what Jesus said. When he said, "Let your light shine, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Now, these guys had to pay dearly. It almost cost them their lives. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown in the fiery furnace, but they didn't die. They wouldn't bow to the image. They didn't die because God saved their life. Daniel was thrown into the lion's den because he wouldn't bow down and worship the statue of the king. But he didn't die. And in fact, everybody was encouraged to believe in Daniel's God because of Daniel's faith. Will you dare to be a Daniel? Make a difference in the way that you live your life so that others will say, "Hey, I want to know what you've got. Because I like what I see. I want to know how to get the kind of peace and assurance you have." Dare to be a Daniel. This is Pastor Don Satterwhite, Calvary Baptist Church, 1015 West 16th Street. Great to be with you. Find your place in church this Sunday. God bless you. I'm praying for you.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road. Have a good day in the Lord.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to his name. Oh, to declare his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. The Lord hears my prayers and answers them, and I will call upon him as long as I live. This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.